Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. We are talking with National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue. Farm bill, that's the huge topic right now. Everybody's discussing what could happen there, what they want to happen. What are National Farmers Union's priorities, and what are you guys really focused on right now?
Well, probably like a lot of groups out there, Farmers Union is very much focused on making sure that we, A, get a farm bill done, that we get one done that has as strong a safety net as possible. So, budget is going to, as always, be a huge consideration in this farm bill. But we want to make sure that we're writing a farm bill that meets the needs out there, not just one that, you know, is politically easier. And so we're focused on, you know, looking in Title I, whether that's raising reference prices and looking for ways to kind of strengthen the existing programs, trying to find solutions to this question around disaster assistance and making sure that there's certainty out there for farmers and ranchers. And then, you know, beyond that, really one of the focuses of Farmers Union for a long time in both North Dakota, Minnesota, and nationally is trying to bring attention to the question of competition in the marketplace. So much of agriculture right now is really controlled by just a few hands. And so whether we're talking cattle markets, whether we're talking inputs, what can we do to make sure that there is fair play there, that there is competition? Farmers have choices. Right now, farmers just see their prices going up for cost and the value that they're getting too often going down.
So talking a little bit about reference price, with the budget and that sort of thing, there might be some constraints there. We're hearing that story a little bit. Are there big concerns for you guys looking at that? I know that was a big ask as discussions began in this process.
I think that the focus right now, we need to keep the budget in mind, no doubt. And there will be a lot of conversation this summer that will be a little distracting because it will be about the debt ceiling. No doubt that those are really important conversations, but too often in the past, we've had that derail a farm bill, and we can't afford to have that happen. So again, our focus right now is making sure that the farm bill that gets written is the one that farmers and ranchers need, not just today, but for the next 5 years. Sometimes when we write farm bills, we look at market conditions right now. We look at the needs facing us today, we know that can change very quickly. And so what can we do to make sure that those safety net programs are going to be effective for the next several years? And then as we work through the summer and into the fall, hopefully we will work out those budget questions.
And talking climate smart practices, that sort of thing, there's, you know, Title II, it's a big, big topic. What is National Farmers Union focusing on, maybe more specifically with climate?
So National Farmers Union is a co-chair of the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance, a collection of about 80 farm organizations, everybody from Farm Bureau to a couple of environmental communities, conservation-minded groups, and a lot of other commodity groups. This group was created to try to come up with consensus on a lot of conservation and climate smart practices. It's what has helped drive a lot of activity out of USDA right now in a way that is beneficial to farmers. And I think that we will be a key resource to Congress as they look at not just Title I conservation programs, but making sure that those kind of same provisions throughout the Farm Bill are going to be most effective. So we certainly plan to be very active in that space. We've already submitted proposals and recommendations from everything from research to those conservation programs that we all know. We know that as long as they are voluntary, incentive-based, and science-based, that it'll be beneficial to consumers, beneficial to the environment, and certainly beneficial to farmers and ranchers.
Any other big issues we should discuss here before we let you go?
Well, going back to the competition, I think that, you know, Farmers Union has been pushing this Fairness for Farmers campaign for quite a while, really educating consumers on exactly what it means to be a farmer today in today's environment and so forth, and how little of the food dollar farmers actually receive. Part of that is driven by the fact that we have so few players in a lot of space. So cattle markets got a lot of attention with the four packers and so forth, but we know that these issues also exist with right to repair and the equipment manufacturers. So looking for ways in the farm bill to make sure that farmers, not a guarantee to success, but at least have a fair shake in the marketplace and that markets are functioning, that'll be a big focus for the next farm bill.
All right, thank you so much for your time, Rob LaRue, joining us here on the Red River Farm Network, National Farmers Union President. I'm Whitney Pittman reporting from Washington, D.C.